This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
This is Tuesday, September 24th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Police say the intoxicated driver who killed a St. Louis police officer was in the country illegally.
24-year-old Ramon Chavez Rodriguez from Honduras was behind the wheel when Officer David Lee was hit on I-70 near Grand on Sunday. St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy says the suspect was drunk, driving too fast, and without a license.
This suspect's immigration status is being handled by our federal partners. But my top priority is ensuring justice is served for my officer who was killed in the line of duty and supporting my officers who are grieving and the family that has lost a husband and a father.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore says the immigration status for Chavez Rodriguez had no bearing on the charges. He's being held with no bond. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
According to the Post-Dispatch, Chavez Rodriguez was previously charged with an alcohol-related offense in 2020. Case documents show he was charged with two counts of DWI in St. Charles County after kicking down the door of a home he shared with a woman and assaulting her. He reportedly took her baby, drove away, and tried to hit her with the car. In 2022, he pleaded guilty to second-degree assault and was sentenced to 5 years of probation and parole. The DWI charges, including one for driving drunk with a minor, were dropped. Officer Lee is survived by his wife and two children.
The Backstoppers has already begun to help the wife and children of fallen officer 44-year-old David Lee.
We just met with the family not too long ago and gave them a $10,000 check, which they can use as they need. Getting in with the funeral and everything, the expenses that come up.
Backstoppers Executive Director Ron Battelle tells KMOX they'll meet again in a few weeks to come up with a long-term financial plan. Backstoppers helps the families of fallen first responders pay off their mortgages, even pays tuition costs through university, provides medical coverage. Backstoppers now is taking care of 97 families with 75 children. Its major fundraiser each year is Guns N' Hoses. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A Missouri man set to be executed this evening after the state Supreme Court denied his latest appeal.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he will not grant clemency to Marcellus Williams ahead of his execution for the 1998 murder of a Post-Dispatch reporter. Parson explains it's not up to him to determine innocent versus guilty.
I think to be clear about it is we're not the ones that's saying, you know, somebody's innocent or guilty. That's long been decided before it ever gets to me. It's just a matter of the process being complete. So that's the way we look at it.
I followed up and asked if he feels like the process has been complete with Williams, considering his attorneys have also appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. He said we've been through the process time and time again, and quote, we pretty well know how this is all going to work out. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
RPM owner Chad Morris sees one of two charges he faces dropped by the St. Louis City Circuit Attorney's Office. The resisting arrest charge has been dropped. However, the assault against an officer charge remains. Morris's attorney, Javad Kazaly, says,
"The city is still pursuing the assault charges, but is no longer pursuing the resisting charges, period. We don't know what their rationale is."
Kazaly tells KMOX they are seeking further documentation about the arresting officer's disciplinary history and believe dropping the resisting arrest charge is a maneuver to avoid being compelled to produce that documentation.
Now a KMOX follow-up. The St. Louis City NAACP will provide an update to the public on where things stand following a complaint they filed with the Department of Education.
I want to make sure that the public is seeing what we are seeing.
NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt tells KMOX they have had no response from the Department of Education in response to their concerns with the poor literacy rate among African-American children.
Right now, African-American students are reading way below level, state level, and in some cases, grade levels. And literacy is the most important, I think, too, that anybody can have in this country if they want to take advantage of everything this country has to offer. Literacy means everything. It means jobs. It means the ability to just handle even your basic business functions.
Another concern of Pruitt's, Project 2025. If it were to be implemented, it calls for the elimination of the Department of Education and that the Department of Civil Rights could cease to exist. The public is invited to attend the summit this Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Monastero Sanctuary on the St. Louis University campus. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, an iconic office building in the Central West End is up for sale. It's the AAA building on Lindell and Vandeventer, the white oval-shaped office built in 1977 that was designed in the shape of the AAA logo. The almost 9,400-square-foot building and lot have an asking price of $2.1 million. That's according to the Business Journal. Because it's on the city's survey of historic mid-century modern buildings, any redevelopment means no demolition. AAA is moving operations there to another location.
Another interest payment was due last week for Centene Community Ice Center in the city of Maryland Heights. Had to dip into the general fund to make that payment. According to the Post-Dispatch, the payment was $2.2 million. And just over $262,000 of taxpayer money was transferred over. The Centene Community Ice Center has struggled to make enough revenue. Denver-based Oakview Group will now manage the financial operations, and the center is now charging sales tax, which it didn't before.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.